In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. This may actually get a little rough today because I find myself frustrated. Please take this as it is. These are honest words. But going through these readings today, the first thing that I had thought about earlier in the week is a sermon that Father Buck and one of my teachers had preached at my ordination to the diaconate. What he said was that every once in a while, the words of God get under your skin and scratch in your brain kind of like a fingernail. You can't avoid it. You can't get away from it. It's constantly there, just kind of scratching away. Well, I find that happening with these readings. I find that happening with recent comments that I've been asked. Every time I go out in my clericals, I usually get asked this question: are you a real priest? As if I want to walk around in society and wear a white collar if I'm not. I hear repeatedly these passages used to claim that these actually show that God changed his mind, that God didn't know what he thought he knew, that God's evolving. People, there is a huge problem with that. God, in order to be God, must have three attributes. He must be omnipotent, he must be omniscient, and he must be omnipresent. Must, not might, must. He must be all-knowing. He must be all-seeing, and he must be everywhere at all times. If he is not, he is not God. Period. Anything that evolves is capable of change. Anything that is capable of change is capable of decay. God does not decay. God does not evolve. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We had this week, just a few days ago, a great musician die. Again, this time of this year, we've lost so many. We actually had Prince, who passed away at a very young age, 54. That's pretty incredible. The outpouring of love towards this man was really wonderful to see. The post following that on my Facebook feed was a 16-year-old girl that was jumped by six other girls in a bathroom and beat to death because she liked a guy that another girl liked. Below that is a mother that's concerned because of transgendered people being allowed into restrooms with her daughter. She's not concerned about the transgendered people. She's concerned about males using what has been given to transgendered people to have access to her child. Everybody says, nah, that can't happen. Well, guess what? Two news feeds below that 16-year-old girl being beaten to death, there's an article from Canada about a guy that said he self-identified as a female to gain access to women's shelters and is guilty of raping nine women. They put him away for life. They didn't know what else to do. That's the problem with the transgendered bathrooms. It is not that people are getting on transgendered people. They're actually providing reasonable solutions to this. Making a standalone bathroom for anybody to use. That's not good enough. Reason doesn't win out the day. The passages that we hear today are some of the things that are used to actually sit there and say, well, God loves everybody, so we should be able to do what we want. The gospel is not about laws. The gospel is not about equality. The gospel is not about liberalism. The gospel is about life everlasting. Everything that is done, including Paul going to Cornelius' house, is done in response to faith. There is a change of life. There is a change in the way that we do things. People will tell me repeatedly, well, you know, God changed his mind in the Old Testament. He was about to destroy a community and then said, well, yeah, maybe I won't. We don't look at what that community did. Look at Jonah. 3 days in a whale, sent to Nineveh. What did Jonah say? I'm going to preach to them and they're going to turn around and you're going to withhold your vengeance. I don't want that for them. That's the way we act today. Those are our presidential candidates. That's our rational thought today. And we somehow insist that this method of madness is what's going to bring the kingdom of God. Why? Why do we think that? Do we truly, truly think that the mass shootings, like what just happened in Ohio, are the result because people have guns or people have access to guns? Is that what we really think? That's not it. The gospel gives life. It is what changes hearts. And it is only through the changing of hearts that any of this can be overcome. These passages are not to be used by us to validate a political movement. They're not to be used by us to validate some crazy idea. We can push nothing forward of ourselves. Being Christians, in a large part, means that we submit to something beyond us, something outside ourselves. Why does religion matter? Look at the morals we have today. Why does Christ matter? Look at the actions we take towards our common man. If you want another really good one, a few feet below the transgendered bathroom stuff, there is a meeting of the LGBTQI in the UK. And this is a group of people, they talk about common concerns, valid common concerns. They talk about where things are and where they're going. They're meeting as a group of like-minded people. Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. Yet they reached a conclusion in this group that they will no longer be the LGBTI group. They will be the LBTI group. The reason they give is because gay men don't know the same persecution that everybody else knows, and they're misogynists. To the point that they have demanded that the seats that any gay men hold in universities or political institutions be removed because they do not speak for the rest of the LGBTI community. People, that took less than a year. They've begun to turn on themselves. And they try to find ways to validate it. Whereas the Christian response to any of that is to have compassion and loving kindness for every single human being on the face of the planet. That is what changes lives. That is what binds people together. That is what the gospel's talking about. Love one another as I have loved you, and by this they will know that you are my disciples. Nowhere in the gospels does Christ say, make laws, believe what you want, go where you want, and all for tolerance or political correctness. It's not about that. What is the Great Commission? Go into all the world, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all that I have taught you. Do you really believe that God has changed his mind or his rules or his understanding? You want a real world example? Most people say that Christ doesn't want sacrifice, that God doesn't want sacrifice. Yes and no. He wants a changed heart. And that is the sacrifice. That's why it appears in the Eucharist. And we present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a holy, reasonable, and living sacrifice. That's what those words mean. Not that we will always complete it. Not that we will always succeed. But that's what we strive for. Go into all the world, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them everything that I have taught you. We need to get back to this. We need to stop hijacking the verses of Scripture to make them say what we want them to say. We need to stop thinking that religion and discipleship is something that we do only on Sundays. But above all, we need to care as much for the singers that have passed away as we do for the 16-year-old girls beaten to death, the women and children that are under danger, the communities that are oppressed. We need to love one another in a godly fashion, not in a haphazard, psychotic mishmash of new rules and laws. We have to change the hearts of people. That is the gospel. That is also why we sang the song, Veni Creator Spiritus, before we did this. A reminder that we all need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Not just at baptism, not just at confirmation. It was Charles Spurgeon, I think, that actually was asked one time. No, it wasn't. It was Moody. Dwight Moody was asked one time why he always prayed for the Holy Spirit. Moody looked at the guy and he said, it's very simple. I leak. I'm not always filled by the Holy Spirit. We always need to pray that we are filled by the Holy Spirit. Only then can we love one another. Only then can we change hearts. And only then does the kingdom of Christ truly come. Amen.